You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi, this is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry Quirirai, and Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has spoken to the nation regarding the extension of the COVID-19 lockdown period, level 4 lockdown at the moment, with curfews. Let's hear from the President.
The government is putting in place to strengthen our response to the third wave, which has persistently continued to surge in the last 2 weeks. The pandemic has caused untold devastation throughout the world. By Friday, 9th July 2021, over 187 million cumulative cases and just over 4 million cumulative deaths had been recorded globally. Over the past 3 weeks, Africa has seen a sudden surge in cases and deaths, with several countries in the Southern Africa region experiencing a third wave. To date, over 4 million infection cases, including over 101,000 deaths, have been recorded in Africa, with South Africa recording the largest numbers of both. In Zimbabwe, by yesterday, the 12th July 2021, the nation had recorded a total of 70,426 cumulative cases and 2,236 cumulative deaths since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The nation has resorted to using various methods and approaches to prevent, contain, and mitigate the COVID-19 pandemic in line with World Health guidelines. Many cases have indeed been recorded. Our vaccination program, for example, has remained one of the most successful in Africa. Unfortunately, the many successes recorded in our COVID-19 responses have not been enough to stem the wave. The recent surge in cases and deaths is a reminder that we need to do more. Government had anticipated that the lockdown measures would assist in reducing the spread in infections and ultimately to halt this surge. Instead, the current data are indicating a worrisome trend. Cases and deaths are continuing to increase at an alarming rate. A quick assessment on the ground points to a number of factors contributing to this surge. First, complacency by communities in adhering to prevention measures, including the lockdown and basic World Health protocols, such as proper wearing of masks, washing of hands, and social distancing. Second, the highly transmittable Delta variant is now circulating in our communities. Latest genomic sequencing results received last week indicate that approximately 80% of the fresh cases in Zimbabwe are now due to the Delta variant that originated in India. Third, the situation has been made worse by loopholes in enforcing lockdown measures and all other recommended prevention measures. For instance, some people deliberately beat these measures by traveling at night to evade the ban on intercity travel. Fourth and finally, lockdown by another 2 weeks. The plan to maintain the current level 4 will make it possible for the immediate acceleration of the vaccination program throughout the country. The program will now be taken to communities, making vaccination easily accessible to those seeking this essential service. The additional 2 million vaccine doses that were received this past week are enough to vaccinate 1 million people, with each receiving the recommended 2 doses. The plan is to immediately vaccinate this targeted 1 million people during this extended 2 week level 4 lock period. Whilst the vaccination rollout is key during this 2 week lockdown extension and beyond, strengthened enforcement of all lockdown measures is going to play a very critical role. All lockdown measures will therefore be strengthened, enforced, stringently enforced. Areas of focus will include, but will not be intended to, the following. Enforcement of proper wearing of face masks, sanitizing and social distancing. 2, decongestion of all workplaces, controlling the number of customers in supermarkets and other trading areas. 4, strict enforcement of the ban on intercity travel. And 5, immediate introduction and implementation of deterrent fines and withdrawal of licenses of offenders. As already stated, the country has made a lot of progress in the fight against COVID-19. We, however, need to continue strengthening our implementation and ensure that all prevention measures, including lockdown measures, are strictly adhered to. Let us continue to social distance, wash our hands with soap under running water, and avoid all gatherings. God bless Zimbabwe. I thank you.
So the big takeaway from the president's, Emmerson Mnangagwa, the president of Zimbabwe's speech, is that Zimbabwe is looking at vaccinating a total of 1 million people in 2 weeks. The 2 week extension is taking place with immediate effect, and we'll run for 2 more weeks, and we'll see what happens after that. For 3 Mob Radio, the name is Larry Quiridai. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. Remember, go to @3men on a boat on Twitter. On Facebook, facebook.com/3menonaboat. On Instagram, instagram.com/3mob.com. The 3 is a digit. The other ones are the word. So 3menonaboat, being the words in full, by 3mob.com, has got a 3, an actual digit for 3. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love, and make sure to mask up, social distance, and wash your hands.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com